So today we're checking in with Quincy Police Chief Mark Kennedy to get a rundown of this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting, as the chief was the honorary chairperson of the meeting. Hey, Chief, how are you?
How you doing, Joe?
Doing well. Thanks for taking some time to chat with us.
My pleasure. First one was for Thomas Crane Library. They're doing a pretty cool event. It's they've done it before. They're getting a special use permit for a one-day liquor license. And they're doing this after hours at the Crane event, where people can go in. They have, cocktails, beer and wine and stuff there. They can walk around and check out the library, which, as you know, is really a show place. They're just trying to get more young people, young adults that have moved to Quincy in the apartments and condos there, to come into the library and check it out and have a cocktail and walk away with a library card. So we gave them that. That's going to be June 14th from 6:30 to 8:30, and they're trying to do two of those a year. So they said the first one was very successful, and hoping for another successful event this year with obviously people new to the area. Another event was the annual, it's actually the fourth annual Hadjar Boutique Fashion Show down in Marina Bay on the boardwalk. That's going to be June 18th from 5 to 8:30. And that benefits Quincy Community Action Program. So we gave them a special use permit, one-day liquor license. And again, that's June 18th from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Down on the boardwalk of Marina Bay. The rain date for that is going to be June 20th. The third event, which is another great Quincy event, is the Jimmy Kennedy Memorial Run for ALS that they do every year. It's a huge event. They raise a ton of money. And that's going to be their squirrel run for Saturday, June 8th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And this year they actually requested a one-day liquor license. So they're going to be bringing in, I believe, a beer truck. They, again, always run a great, safe, family-friendly event. And so we issued them the one-day license for that. The fourth item is another popular Quincy event. We had a lot of popular Quincy events at this license board hearing, and that was for the Housenet Community Council for their one-day special use liquor license for their Chowder Fest that they're going to be running at the Maritime Center on Bayview Ave. That's September 14th from 2 to 6. And also another one for their annual Harvest Fest fundraiser that they do at Brill Field. And that's going to be October 9th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Another popular North Quincy business, I Love Italian Pizza, was changing their common vic license, 68 Newbury Ave. So new owner there is the longtime manager, Kirill, I believe it's Iliev. He's been there forever. In fact, Joe Newton, who sat on the board yesterday, said, "I didn't know he wasn't the owner because he's always there anyway." So we wish them luck. And we changed that. Number six, Angelina's Pizza in Quincy Square, 1437 Hancock Street. They've recognized that Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, people were looking for late night deliveries. So they were looking for a license to open just for deliveries from midnight to 3 a.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So that was approved. So order your pizza from there late night if you're craving. And the last one is Bliss Point Meadery. It's a farm winery, and they were looking for a license to sell their wine at Kilroy Square Farmers Market. They did it last year, and they had some success, and they wanted to do it again, so we approved that as well. So those were the seven agenda items, and then there was just a reminder at the end that serving alcohol on Memorial Day, that local licensed premises, restaurants, and retail stores cannot sell alcoholic beverages until noon on Monday, May 27th for Memorial Day. So that's that was the license board. It was quick and easy last night. No controversy.
They took it easy on you for your first time, right?
They did. They did. Hopefully my last time. I'd rather sit on the board than chair it. Nikki, Nikki's a professional, so I welcome her back hopefully soon.
Were they all unanimous votes, do you know?
They were. They were every vote was unanimous.
Great. And here's a trick question. When's the next meeting?
The next meeting, June 4th.
All right,
It's going to be
very
June
good.
4th. So.
Appreciate it. Anything while I've got you, Chief, anything on the police front you'd like to chat about?
No, we're humming along. We have our police memorial Sunday, June 2nd. That's right across the street at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. That's where we read the names of officers who passed away in the past 5 years, and we always remember the officers who gave their lives in the line of duty to the citizens of Quincy. So that's a really great event. We march from the courthouse around 8:45, and we get to the Mount Wollaston Cemetery at 9 a.m. We have a little ceremony there. So if anybody's out and about Sunday, June 2nd, and they want to stop by, we welcome the public. And that's a great event. Obviously, the Memorial Day Parade is this Monday. Hopefully that's people turn out for that as well.
Yeah, I know you mentioned during the your budget presentation some new officers will be sworn in soon.
Yeah, June 3rd, we're very fortunate. We're going to be swearing in 7 new officers. We have 5 going to an academy in Randolph that starts, I believe, the 10th or 11th of June, and 2 laterals, one from the Canton Police Department and one from the Braintree Police Department. So, yeah, that'll bring us up to a fully staffed 180 patrol officers. So, we're very excited about that.
Very good. All right. Appreciate the time to talk to you, Chief. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joe. We'll see you.